Blog Talk Radio.
And wonderful day, God day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and a day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I love that scripture, for it says we shall rejoice. And, you know, and actually in Greek, that idea of rejoice is a word picture. And it is like you leap and you spin wildly. It is to be psyched, it's to be jazzed, and it is to be juiced. It's to be on that, like, spinning at the highest levels, right? Just so excited. And I am that today, and I know that you are as well, for this is God's gift to us. And welcome to Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and I'm excited about this series that I've been talking about. And the series is dealing with principles that make you powerful. Principles that make you powerful. Using the Word of God, looking for the spiritual principle, and operating in that principle. Now, the thing about principles are this, you know, or laws, it's this. It's just like gravity. What goes up comes down, and it does that 100% of the time. I am under the persuasion, if you will, that if we operate in spiritual law, we get the results of spiritual law. You know, people say that, you know, well, Jesus was able to do the great feats that he did because he was God incarnate. Well, folks, let me share a real shocker for you. You are God incarnate as well. God's Spirit lives, moves, and dwells and has his being inside of you, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, he says, you will be doing those things that I did. You know, he says, if you have faith in me, you will be doing those things that I did, and even greater things you'll do because I go unto the Father. Now, the greater things is contingent, if you will, on understanding and implementing and operating in spiritual law. If I'm not operating in spiritual law, I'm not going to get what spiritual law brings. You know, my mentor, Dr. Murdoch, oftentimes shares, and he says that we've gotten so caught up in the religion about Jesus and all of the person of Jesus that we have forgotten the principles of Jesus. And those were the principles that he operated in for us to be able to live powerfully. Folks, healing is not just for some, you know, if God feels that way, if he's moved that way, or it was for an ancient people at an ancient time. No, healing exists today. Prosperity and abundance today. Love today. Happiness today. You know, and I can go on and on. But everything is contingent upon understanding and implementing these spiritual laws. So today, and I said that I would do it today, I'm going to be going over the law of seed, time, and harvest. The law of seed, time, and harvest. And we went over the scripture in Genesis that says that we'll always, as long as there is the earth, that we will always have seed, time, and harvest. And it's important that we understand that is a part of life, the cycle of life. Whatever we sow, we reap. Remember, I shared out of Galatians yesterday. Go back and listen to the recording yesterday. But in Galatians, I talked about that be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's a normal and a natural part of life, sowing and reaping. But in Genesis 8:22, I just want to give you the verse in that. It says, as long as the earth endures, seed, time, and harvest. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's a natural part of life. Now, I shared yesterday that we're walking warehouses of seed, that we have our time is a seed, our talents are a seed, our treasure are seeds, you know, and so we're walking warehouses of seeds. We can always give. And the promise that we have from Scripture and spiritual law is this, that whatever we give, whatever we sow, it is going to become right back to us. Now, I had an interesting discussion yesterday where a person says, well, I'm divorced now, and I gave. And my husband refused. Well, it's something that I learned when I was despondent, depressed, upset, because I had left my church in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, and I felt nobody cared about me, nobody loved me. I gave these people all of my time, my talent and attention for almost 20 years. I did all these things, and here I was on a beach in Malibu, walking on the beach by the pier in Malibu, saying, oh, boo-hoo, 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 how terrible my life is because those people that I gave so much to in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, don't seem like they care about me. Oh, and I'm walking on the beach in Malibu. Wow. What God showed me there in Malibu was that I had people who had been impacted by my ministry where I was living in their guest house, rent-free on the beach, that every need that I had was being met in Malibu. And it's not always comes back from maybe where we want it to come back from, but it comes back. A dear friend of mine, husband passed, and it wasn't the greatest marriage in the world, but she ended up marrying the next marriage to a wonderful guy who just gives her so much. She was faithful in that marriage, and everything that she gave has come back, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. It's come back. See, because whatever you give, it always comes back. It always comes back 100% of the time. Now, I wanted to talk about this because whatever you sow, you have a right to expect that back. And whatever you give in kind, it comes back in kind. Because, see, a lot of people think that, well, if I'm giving finances, that, well, I shouldn't expect finances in return. What farmer plants apple seeds or watermelon seeds or whatever and don't expect to get what he's planted in kind? Well, isn't that materialistic? My friend, everything in life is materialistic. Even in the spiritual realm, there's a thing called materialism. You know, so whatever that argument is, and I tell people, you know, like, hey, look, I majored in philosophy, so I can play the semantic games. Well, you know, that is so materialistic. Dude, everything we deal with in life is materialistic. Life is materialistic. So, and we are here on this earth plane, and that God wants to bless us in material things. Blessings are not just some up there somewhere things that fall from the sky and, oh, I feel really good. No, it's material. So whatever I sow in kind, I can look for it, expect it back in kind. Now people say, well, Keith, I've been sowing. I remember a young lady had came to me and shared, Bishop Keith, I don't believe in all of that prosperity stuff because my mom and my grandmother has been sowing a long time and they have never ever received anything back. And I says, yeah, I get that. But see, you don't know the frame of mind that a person has when they are giving and sowing. See, folks, you cannot be indifferent towards something that you're giving and be indifferent about receiving it. You can't be indifferent. If you operate in indifference, indifference is going to come back to you. You've got to be persuaded. You have to have faith in knowing that this word is true. You've got to have faith in knowing that whatever I sow, I am going to receive back in kind. I've got to be able to be clear, very clear in knowing that I have a right to expect it back in kind. I want you to hear that. See, let's go to a scripture here. And this is what blows me away. Because, again, we don't really read. And in 2 Corinthians 9:6, he says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Wow. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? So, and then he goes to each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not out of regret or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. But it's very clear there that in whatever proportion I give, whatever I give in kind, it is going to come back to me in proportion in kind. Okay, what's the problem? My mentor says the major problem is this. The major problem is this, that we have a hard time receiving. And you think about it, we do. We have a hard time receiving. Someone gives us something, a compliment. Oh, this old thing. Oh, you know, it was nothing. We dismiss it. We have a hard time receiving things. Oh, I don't need it. Oh, okay, I'm fine. We have a hard time receiving things. And the reality of the fact is this. If I'm indifferent toward it, I am not going to receive it. I've got to have a cheerful heart. I have to have a receiving heart. I have to learn how to be a not only a cheerful giver, but also a cheerful receiver. A cheerful receiver. To be able to know that my God shall supply my every need according to his riches in glory. To know that he is blessing me time and time again. See, because you know what? I always talk about this from the standpoint, you know, we got so much stuff about, oh, I'm so unworthy. What are you talking about? You're unworthy. You are made and created in the likeness and image of God. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Oh, but I'm so unworthy. No, I am worthy of God's highest and best because I am his child. Because he has a covenant with me. And I am a cheerful giver and I am a cheerful receiver. The problem that we have is that we have not learned how to be cheerful receivers of the blessings of God. Folks, this is just prophetic. Let me just share this. God's got so much stuff for us, but we have not learned how to receive it. That's prophetic. He has so many things that he wants to give you, to bless you with, but we haven't learned how to receive. And so learn how to receive. Learn how to be a receiver of the blessings of God. Now, let me wrap this up in these next few seconds that I have. And that is this, folks. You have a right to be able to receive back from God in whatever kind that you give. If I give love, love comes back. If I give happiness and if I operate in good health and well-being, it shall come back to me. If I operate in prosperity, it comes back. You can go on. That's the nature of life and the law of seed time and giving, seed time and harvest. Well, listen, I've got to hop. Time is up. But listen, until Monday, live with faith and power. Continue to create that phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee. Bye now.